Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 11:16-24. The Gospel according to St. Matthew 11:16-24. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, "We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn." For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, "He has a demon." The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, "He is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." But wisdom is proved right by her deeds. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." My theme for reflection is when God refuses to perform on our terms. When God refuses to perform on our terms. Most of us have met that person who is impossible to please. If you speak gently, you are weak. If you speak firmly, you are harsh. If you celebrate, you are shallow. If you lament, you are gloomy. Jesus Christ, with piercing clarity and a touch of irony, says in Matthew 11:16-24, that such dissatisfaction is not merely a personality quirk. It can be a spiritual condition. Jesus looks at his contemporaries and compares them to children in the marketplace who complain that the tune is never right. When the flute plays, they refuse to dance. When a lament is sung, they refuse to mourn. The problem, Jesus suggests, is not the music but the listeners. God has sent two radically different servants, John the Baptist and Jesus himself, yet both are rejected. John comes with austerity, calling for repentance, and is dismissed as demon-possessed. Jesus comes with table fellowship, grace, and joy, and is condemned as a glutton and a drunkard. The generation Jesus addresses wants neither repentance nor grace, unless it fits their own expectations. Scripture helps us see that this dissatisfaction is not neutral. It is a refusal to yield. The Old Testament already diagnosed this posture. Through Isaiah, God laments, "All day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people." Isaiah 65:2. God speaks, acts, calls and invites, but the people insist on judging God's ways rather than submitting to them. Crucially, Matthew's gospel clarifies that Jesus is not condemning the crowds as a whole, but a particular religious posture represented most clearly by the Pharisees. The crowds marvel, wonder, and follow. The critics analyze, accuse, and control. They stand at a safe distance, forever evaluating but never surrendering. They want prophets on their terms and a Messiah who confirms their assumptions. When God does not conform, they accuse. Jesus' sober words in Matthew 11:20-24 take the matter further. He turns from parable to pronouncement and names towns that witnessed his mighty works yet remained unmoved. Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum had proximity to grace, but not transformation by it. Their problem was not ignorance, but familiarity with obedience. As Soren Kierkegaard warned, the greatest danger is not that we reject Christ, but that we think we have already accepted him. Yet, the passage does not end in despair. Jesus offers a striking line of hope. Wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. In other words, God's wisdom does not need human applause to be true. It proves itself over time, in transformed lives, reconciled communities, and unexpected grace. Proverbs echoes this assurance. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, you will find a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 24:14. God's wisdom may offend our preferences, but it heals our souls. For us today, the text asks a searching question. Are we still trying to choreograph God's music? Do we resist voices that unsettle us, challenge our comfort, or call us to change? Like those children in the marketplace, we may be more invested in critique than conversation. Jesus reminds us that faith is not about managing God but responding to him. To follow Christ is to relinquish the right to decide in advance how God must act. Sometimes God calls us to mourn, sometimes to rejoice, sometimes to fast, sometimes to feast, and always to trust. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might I be resisting God not because he's absent, but because he does not meet my expectations? Number two, which voice do I tend to dismiss too quickly, prophetic challenge or gracious invitation? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, intentionally listen to someone whose spiritual perspective differs from yours. Do not correct or debate. Simply listen and ask what God might be teaching you through them. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us for wanting you on our terms. Deliver us from selective obedience and spiritual arrogance. Give us the humility to receive your wisdom, whether it comes clothed in joy or repentance. Tune our hearts to your music, that we may dance when you call for joy and kneel when you call for change. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.